Hello and welcome to the unofficial Bulls Your Senior Hockey League podcast. I am not as sick as I was. I have energy. My name's Corey. I have a co-host. His name's Corey. I'm the cool Corey. He's the lame Corey. I'm the Corey with no E. He's the Corey with an E.
I'm E Corey.
Welcome back, Corey. Last episode was really short. This episode's going to be a little bit longer.
We're going to make it longer.
There's a lot of jokes we made there, but I'm not going to touch them. I was going to City in color that night, and the night we recorded, man, that was a good concert. Holy. Yeah. So it was funny, though. At one point, it's like 11 o'clock at night, and he's winding up the concert, right? If you don't know City in color, they're like an indie rock band. They're phenomenal. Their lead singer is in Alexis on Fire. Check them out. They're great. Anyway, so we're there, and Tracy's tired. Like, Tracy's tired. She's been like gone back home to just pass Woodstock to Oakland to Brunswick, and then she went to Halifax last weekend. Just got back on Monday. We went right to the concert. So he goes at 11 o'clock, he comes on for the encore, and he's like, let's turn this Monday into a Tuesday. And Tracy turns and looks at me, and she's like, can we not? I laughed so hard.
Poor Tracy.
We got home and slept for like 5 hours and then went back to work. I mean, it's been rough, but anyway, that's why the episode was short. We're sorry. I blame Corey. I hope you all do as well.
That's fine.
We got hockey this week, Corey. In 2 short days, 1 day from when this is released, I'll be at the Civic Center.
Let's talk about
where you're going to be. Let's plug that a little.
I will be at the Tide and Boar Ballroom for North Pro Canadian Wrestling.
So there's not a lot to do in southern New Brunswick hockey-wise some days. If you don't have anything to do, you don't have any game to see. Well, I think there's some really good hockey to see this weekend. I think the Coyotes are playing on Friday night as well. So much to do on Friday. But North Pro is a great wrestling promotion that we love. Yeah. This weekend they have a Fans Bring the Weapons match.
Oh, yeah.
What are you bringing?
I don't know yet. I am bringing something. I'm looking around my room.
Whoa, I've got it.
You got it?
Why don't I drop you off? You probably don't have one. I've got hockey sticks. Why don't I drop you off a hockey stick? It's BSHL. Okay. Oh, I've got one that's yellow. I'll drop you off a yellow. I'll put a BSHL sticker on that son bitch. We'll do it.
Let's do it.
All right. I'm going to drop you that off tomorrow on my way to back from work. All right. That's fun. That's a fun one to bring. It's brand related.
Yeah.
I don't really care if they break it. They can go nuts.
They're going to break it. You know, it's Fans Bring Their Weapon. It's going to be Alex Silva, the current Maritime champion, versus the GOAT, Charlie Hubley.
The former Maritime champion.
He lost the title to Alex Silva.
So that's going to be a great card. I think Shelly, famed videographer, is also going to be at that show. So it's going to be a thin lineup in Miramichi. I'm going to be there with Tracy, and probably my mom's coming, I'm sure. Maybe my dad. He loves Miramichi. My dad loves Miramichi.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the amount that my father loves going to games in Miramichi. I don't understand it. Do you think it's because he won the 50-50 there?
I think it helps.
That's what it was?
I think it helps, yeah. Miramichi is a great place, though. It's quickly becoming one of my favorite rinks there. I don't know, big rink. The fans are great. The fans are funny, too. I don't know. Just, I like it there.
Dude, they call one of the security guards Chinstrap.
They do.
And it cracks me the frick up. The security guard that's frequently between the benches, very nice guy. And there's some hecklers that sit behind us. And they're like, hey, Chinstrap, welcome back. And I'm like, what the fuck's going on here? I love this city, man.
That and they take it on the chin.
Strap.
On the chin strap, yeah.
So Friday night, 8:15, game 4.
Game 4.
Yes. River Valley's leading 2-1. Brandon Kenny's back.
He
served his suspension, so that's going to be huge for River Valley, as if they needed more.
Yeah.
They've been rolling here. Although Miramichi had the lead in game 3, and then River Valley battled back to get the win. I think this one's going to be heated. This one's going to be intense. I'll be sending you videos and updates as the night goes on.
Oh, you better, because if there's one game you shouldn't miss, it's this one. And unfortunately, I have to miss it.
So that's my dog just yawned. If you heard that, that's Colby.
I did hear that.
Hi, Colby. You're a good boy.
If you watch the current Wrestling with the Bros episode that came out yesterday, if this is going up, there's a point where Joel's stomach just gets mad at him, and it just, the noise just goes through the speakers.
That's bizarre. Well, my stomach wasn't mad at me. My dog was just saying hello, though. So that's tomorrow. Tomorrow night, Civic Center, 8:15. Don't miss it. Saturday, game 5. We'll be there. We're going to be live streaming Saturday. We will not be live streaming on Friday. Roxanne Merrily Young's going to be live streaming Friday. We love a good Roxanne stream.
Yeah.
I watched her stream back a lot of it. And man, she's just fun to watch. So yeah. Check out Roxanne Merrily Young. We'll be sharing that stream on Friday night from the Civic. Saturday, we probably will go live from Prospect Place. It's such an easy place for us to stream. So,
and I'll be on the call that night.
Should be a fun night. Not sure who's making the trip to Doaketown. Another rink that I enjoy being at. Yeah, I'm with you. Rink I enjoy being at, though. So
yeah,
I think these next two games are going to be extremely physical, even more so than the past few have been, which is saying something.
Yeah.
As it heats up and teams are facing elimination or getting closer to facing elimination, you're going to see some real aggression. So, yeah. Who is the better team right now between these two?
Got to go with the team that has more points, right?
I think
it's
River
two
Valley.
Games to one. It's two games to one. They battled back. I think if I'm going to give you my honest opinion, I think these teams are dead even.
It literally comes down to just the smallest things. Both goaltenders have been phenomenal. Ryu is playing great. Vautour has been just rock solid all year for the most part. It's just, there's just not a lot, you know, they're not remotely the same teams, but man, has it been a tight series that could go seven, who knows? And then on the other side, you've got the Dalhousie Marauders kicking back this weekend, probably having a couple beers, thinking about how great life is. Hopefully Travis is feeling better. I know he was sick and shipping in. Man, this team has been just a force.
Yeah.
And they just eliminated Shipigan. So let's talk a bit about Shipigan.
Let's give Shipigan their flowers. So what stands out for Shipigan this year to you?
Man, that losing streak was hard. Is there a better team than that?
Yeah.
For me, it was really just a struggle, though. Team players not always necessarily being able to make it to games. Shaky here or there, but you know, veteran leadership. They brought in an import in Chris Doyle from PEI, and then they also brought in, God, turned into a very, very good fighter.
Yeah.
Why is the name escaping me right now? You know, it's one of those days for me.
Is it Shada?
Shada. Where'd you pull Shade from?
I don't know.
We're not cutting this one because you said Shade, and that's hilarious to me. It's a Bulger.
Bulger. That's what Bulger. I wanted to say.
It's Shade though. Shade, great, the great Dolan Shade from PEI.
No. Here's my thinking on
the
that.
The great Dolan Shade from PEI was just a great addition for Shipigan. Corey's like, I'm going to kick you in the shin on Saturday because I'm going to see you on Friday.
I can reach your balls. Don't worry.
That's not nice. Jesus.
No, we were actually talking about Bulger, me and Cheryl. And Cheryl's like, is that the same Bulger I think it is? And I was like, I don't know.
I don't know the answer to that.
I don't know the which Bulger do you know? So,
how many Bulgers we know here?
Yeah, I don't know where I got shot at from either. But no, don't cut that out. I want that in.
There you go. That goes right up there with Jesse K. O'Bernard for me.
I think it goes with Fountain of Youth. I want Connor. I want Connor to come rip on me again.
He wanted to call Connor a fountain of knowledge on wrestling. And he called Connor a fountain of youth. So then subsequently in your chat with Connor on Facebook?
With Facebook.
Go ahead and tell the story.
So he sent me something. I think he just sent me LOL. and his name was no longer Connor Smith. It was Fountain of Youth.
Connor is the Fountain of Youth for the BSHL podcast.
He even made a YouTube channel called Fountain of Youth 97.
That's amazing.
He is going full blown with that one.
I like it. It's if he ever gets into wrestling, that's his new gimmick. He's the Fountain of Youth. Yeah. Man,
good. He will pay royalties to me, though.
Oh, you'll see royalties if he goes with that?
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
All right. If we do end up doing a little post-WrestleMania chat thing, he'll have to join that one as the Fountain of Youth.
Yep.
And then pay you royalties, obviously.
Pay me royalties.
Pay you royalties. So back to Shipigan, getting their their flowers.
Best moment you can think of this year for Shipigan?
When they beat Tracadie.
Yeah, I think so.
When they beat Tracadie in overtime. Oh my God. I went back there for an interview. Those guys were on cloud nine. They were so happy. That's a really that is why Dalhousie beat them 4-0. Because that Tracadie series was physical and exhausting. That was a team that was exhausted. But on that night, man, they were so happy. It was really a pleasure to talk to Patrick Jones that night. He had such a big smile on his face. He was so happy about the win, so happy about his team, so proud. He's a great captain.
Absolutely. Patrick Jones, one of the nicest guys we've talked to on this podcast. One of the things that it's that rivalry with Tracadie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really special. Corey's dog is now trying to say hello as well. So all the dogs are popping into this podcast, which I love.
You got to think, too, last year it was roles reversed. Tracadie beat Shipigan. So to get a measure of revenge for Shipigan, that must feel great, especially in Game 7. Was it double overtime again?
It was double overtime in Tracadie in a more than packed rink.
Yeah. How many overtimes were there? Was it two or three?
There was at least three because we were at three. You were at one in like game two or three. Yeah. Then we were at one the Sunday for game six. And then we were at one for game seven. That was a crazy series.
Yeah. I think my favorite out of all the games was game six because it was an early day. I don't know. I feel like
game seven for me.
Yeah.
Man, that environment was wild.
Mm-hmm.
People, I can't even tell you, people standing 5-6 rows deep.
Yeah.
Just unbelievable amount of people. They ran out of beer that night. Like, that was a crazy game for Shipigan to come out with such a big win.
Yeah. And for us to be there, like, that's one of those games you'll remember for years and years to come.
Oh, yeah. It's a great one. Our first game to Shipigan, our first trip to Shipigan was a great time. We didn't get there until late in the year.
Yeah.
They treated us amazingly well. We love Shipigan.
Yeah.
And then we were back there, I think, 4 or 5 times in the playoffs because that's just how it went down. So, great little town. We enjoyed it a lot. How do you think they get ready for next year?
That's a great question. I kind of see Shipigan right now as last year's Buctouche JCs. Who on the veteran side is coming back?
Yeah.
I think that's a big question because you got some guys there that have been playing for years. And we saw it with Charles Austin. He's not coming back. He's retired. There's a lot of guys that played with Charles Austin's for years. That's a big question. Who's coming back?
That's absolutely, we will see next year who comes back for Shipigan. That's going to change things a lot.
Yeah.
Going back to this year's playoffs, game three was Saturday in River Valley. Game four is going to be Friday. Game five will be Saturday in River Valley.
Yeah.
Game six is on Tuesday.
Tuesday and then Wednesday.
In Miramichi. Right? And game seven will be Wednesday. So there's going to be a lot of hockey in that series coming up. When we hit Friday, there's going to be maybe if it goes 7 games, it'll be 4 games in 6 days. So just heads up to everybody that's been watching that series and wants to get out some games. Friday, Saturday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Those are the days you're looking at.
Yeah.
And it could very well go seven. I would not be shocked.
Yeah. I wouldn't be shocked either. I wouldn't be shocked that could finish in five or six either. It's an unpredictable series.
That's very fair. You think it gets very physical coming up?
Oh, absolutely. I don't think it would be any other way. These two teams despise each other.
There's just something about the fight rule that sucks so bad.
Yeah.
I can't stand it. There's been so many times where teams are right on the cusp. And like that fight can send the message. It can spark a team. It can change so much. And right now, everybody's handcuffed because they're at three fights. They're at four fights. They're at two fights. They can't afford a one-game suspension. A fight rule, while I totally understand it, I totally respect it, I also cannot stand that fight rule.
I can't stand it. I think it's something that they should really reevaluate for next year. As far as these two teams, it reminds me of the 80s and 90s Montreal Canadiens and Quebec Nordiques. Whereas Montreal is the big team. They're the big city. And then you got the team right next door, the smaller team, the Nordiques. Can the Nordiques take over Montreal? The Nordiques are played by the River Valley Lumberjacks here, and they are proving themselves right here. If they can just get another win, don't look back. I said it with the Hawks series. Do it one win at a time. If you're the Northmen right now, tie that series up. Make it interesting. You can't give an inch. You cannot give an inch. Both teams will be looking for mistakes on the other side. And it's really can't miss. I'm really, really, really upset that game four is on Friday. I'm like losing sleep over this.
And you need all the sleep you can get. So,
oh, I look terrible. I look as bad as I sound.
You've been resting a lot though. You're getting lots of, we're calling it pre-finals rest.
Yeah.
We're trying to get some pre-finals naps in because we know come finals it's go time.
Come finals, we can't miss one. I know there's an IHW show on the 16th that I'm hoping there's no hockey on that day because I'd like to catch that. And by the end of the month, I believe it should be over, right?
So let's look here. The 16th will be a Saturday.
So yeah, we'll probably
be in Dalhousie on the 16th, more than likely.
Yeah. So no IHW here.
Not looking good. Even if there was an unexpected sweep in the finals, there would be hockey on the 16th. So not looking good, Corey.
No. So, well, priorities. The finals.
North Pro can step in the way of hockey. North Pro is a phenomenal promotion. But IHW, you're not as loyal to.
I am. I'm loyal to Maritime Wrestling as a whole. Okay. But for the finals, you got to commit. If there was a North Pro show at the same time as a finals game, hockey's going to have to come first because it's the finals. They're expecting us there. So,
ooh, look at Corey. This guy is a hardcore wrestling fan. Anybody that's been on this show sees Corey sitting there with his Ultimate Warrior behind him, his wrestling belt. As much as Corey loves the BSHL and the Montreal Canadiens, Corey loves wrestling, especially maritime wrestling. So that's a big, big commitment from you. I hope we don't have to miss any more wrestling shows for hockey this year, but
it is what it is. Especially for the finals, if it goes seven, we'll be there for all seven, unless we're like deathly ill or something like that. We're not missing it.
Someone will be there. Unless there's a snowstorm and we can't make it, maybe. That might be the only way.
With the heat we've been having, I don't think any snowstorms are coming.
Man, this weather's been weird, eh?
It's been bizarre. I've got a fan on right now.
We have in-floor heating at my work. And it, I don't know, you turn it off and it's still heating for a while. It's so hot at my work, dude. Holy. I was like stealing fans from coworkers. I was like, I need all of your fans. And then they'd come back and they'd be like, where's my fan? I'd be like, oh, no, I haven't seen it.
Oh, you rascal.
I am kind of a jerk. What's your takeaway from the playoffs so far?
Missing one game, you'll regret it.
Mine comes back to the fight rule.
That
too, make it go away. That's the biggest difference from last year to this year. Fighting in the playoffs, fighting in the regular season is fun. We were going to have a fight. It's a great time. Fighting in the playoffs is more sending a message, and it's really missed right now. So,
yeah.
Man, I just want to see a scrap. Pretty soon I'm going to have to grab you and beat your ass in the stands, Corey.
Jeez, I don't have a chance there.
It'll be over quick. I'm not going to do it in Dalhousie because that big dude, that Jeremy dude, terrifies me. There's no way.
He's my buddy. That dude is
big. He's your buddy?
Yeah, I'm going to manage him. He's going to go after you.
You're friends with him. I'm friends with Pat, the little guy who plays video games with Travis. I'm screwed. So you made the right choices in Dalhousie. I'll make sure to have that fight in Miramichi.
I'm going to teach him everything I know.
Very little.
I know nothing. Just look at him. He's fine.
About fighting, you know nothing. All right, Corey. It's been a good episode. Friday. Friday, Civic Center, 8:15. Be there. Saturday, 6:30, Prospect Place. If you can't make it to either of those, Roxanne will be trying to stream in Prospect Place. We'll be streaming at Prospect Place. Roxanne will be the only live stream this Friday. So if you're listening to this, you want to watch it, you can't get to the game, Roxanne Merrill Young on Facebook will be sharing it. Thank you all for your support. Man, we're getting a lot of messages. People are loving this series.
Yeah.
And that's the number one thing I get. When's the next game? How can I see the next game? And I always tell people, if you want to be sure to see a game, get to the rink. The live streams can break up. The live streams might not happen. People can get sick. The games are going to go on. Get there. Support the Beauséjour Senior Hockey League. Support these players. Support the teams. Support this amazing league because it's only growing. Absolutely. Next year is going to be amazing. This year's already been amazing. We're only going up from here. Thanks for all your support. Podcast is only going to go up from here as well. Corey, you're never going to go up. You're just short. You're just a little dude. What are you going to do?
It happens. I got a step ladder.
Yeah. He's going to go up the step ladder.
There you go, Corey.
I love you, brother.
I love you, bro.
We'll see you Saturday, and we'll see you all soon.
Take care.